Lhasa stands as a highly esteemed city, one that has perpetually beckoned me to embark on a brief sojourn. I have long heard of this dazzling metropolis, referred to as the Sunshine City, over the internet. Many friends of mine who have been there have also recommended it to me. Perched upon the majestic Tibetan plateau, Lhasa claims its place among the loftiest cities on earth. Eminent for its iconic Potala Palace, this hallowed city serves as a spiritual haven for devout followers of Buddhism. My heartfelt desire is to accompany my family on a journey to Lhasa. Since many scenic attractions in Lhasa require transportation by car, my father, an accomplished driver, would comfortably assume the role of an ideal driver. Should fortune favor us, I fervently aspire to visit Nam Tso, a veritable jewel among the three sacred lakes adorning Tibet's landscape. Beyond its crystalline waters, visitors are blessed with a majestic panorama of snow-capped mountains stretching across the horizon. A visit to the venerable Potala Palace, an iconic emblem of Lhasa, also occupies a prominent place on my itinerary. Lhasa emanates a magical and intriguing aura, where the thin air coexists with the unwavering faith of its people. Although I have long desired to pay a visit to Lhasa, I would only want to remain there for a comparatively short time. 5 days may be well enough. The altitude of Lhasa is very high, and it is likely that I would become victim to altitude sickness. Moreover, my parents are no longer young, and I thus worry that they would be ill-equipped to handle the symptoms of altitude sickness.